All righty. You are listening to community-supported 90.1 KZFR Chico worldwide at KZFR.org, and we are in a spring pledge drive in these special times. Got three easy ways for you to help keep Doug Everett and Radio Parallax on the air, as well as KZFR in general. The best way is go to KZFR.org, go to our website, click on the Donate tab, and follow the prompts. Take it to a secure site. You can do a credit card. You could do a PayPal. We'll get your information that way. And if you want to mail us a check, we'll get it that way as well. If you would like to call, we have a special phone number that you can call. It's a Google number. And what that does, it keeps our staff, our employees, and our volunteers safe and distance, since I'm out here in an empty room today. So that number, 601-340-KZFR, 601-340-KZFR. If you want the numerical value of that, 601-340-5973. The other way is just write a check to KZFR. Stick it in an envelope, write P.O. Box 3173, Chico, California. The post office zip code 95927. That's right, the post office has its own zip code. It's amazing. KZFR, P.O. Box 3173, Chico, 95927, and we would love to have your support. It is time for Butte Views and Beyond. And Beyond. The master of the B3, Ken Clark, doing our theme song, Eternal Funk, here on Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray Lager. I'll be your host for the next hour. And Butte Views and Beyond is a interview informational program about the different cultural assets of our region, not just Butte County, but beyond, as we collaborate throughout Northern California with the strengths that come from collaboration, arts, culture, tourism, and economic development that's created by that. Restaurants, concerts, plays, festivals. It's a pretty broad brushstroke, and I'm happy to be here today. And again, all these gatherings will return, I'm sure. All righty, Butte Views and Beyond is paid possible by you, the KZFR supporter, of course, during this great membership drive, and by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunities through by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. Wild website. friendsof.art. Alrighty, as previously mentioned, we are having our spring pledge drive, and it's a new experience, and it's been quite successful. As a matter of fact, we're really happy that the programmers, the public, our supporters, our volunteers are really really stepping up, and it's been working out pretty well. I know I do the morning shift, so if you call in the morning, you're going to get me returning that phone call. But three different ways to go. The most preferable way is to go to kzfr.org, hit the donate tab, follow the directions. Nice, simple. It's a lot less work for us at the office, and it enables us not to have a bunch of people crammed in a small room in this time. So that's the best way. Another option, of course, is you can call in, and we have a special number for that. It's a Google phone number. You leave a message, and one of the lovely volunteers, either myself, Leah, Jake, or Grant, will call you back and get your information, and we'll process it that way. And that number is 601-340-KZFR. I know, it's so cool we got that. 601-340-KZFR, 601-340-5937. And the third way is simply write a check to KZFR, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and mail it to P.O. Box 3173, 3173 Chico. The zip code for the post office, 95927. And keep us on the air and flying. I've got some nice interviews for you with some dynamic folks from the community. And we'll take a little musical break while I make that connection. And let's see what I got lined up for you. Oh, yeah, I got a treat for you. I got the Aquavels for you, baby. Thanks, Jake, for this one, by the way. I am joined here via the telephone, staying a nice many more than 6 feet apart, with Sarah Fontaine. Hi, Sarah. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you started a nonprofit organization a few years back. We talked about it last week when we were having a conversation, and I would love for you to kind of tell our listeners about what you're up to.
Okay, great. I actually founded the Fontaine Foundation as Butte Diaper Bank about 5 years ago. And we found that as we were providing those services, that there was a broader need within the community. And we decided to go ahead and apply for our own nonprofit status as Fontaine Foundation. And since then, we've been able to expand a lot of the services that we're offering.
And how does that work? You get donations of goods, and then you make contact to the community, or?
Yeah, so we work with local organizations to do fundraising, as well as getting goods donated. And then we take those goods, and through an application process through our website, anyone who is in need can go and fill out that application, and then we provide them with some assistance. So we do diapers and all of the diapering supplies, including wipes, rash cream, any of those kinds of things. We also provide incontinence supplies. We do things like pack and plays, baby carriers, pretty much you name it, and we try to do it.
Oh, that's great. And how did this all start? This just came.
It was kind of an organic situation. So I read an article in The Atlantic that was talking about diapering need and the psychological impact on mothers who were unable to meet their children's basic needs. And as a new mother myself at the time, I was just heartbroken at what that must feel like for those mothers. And I wanted to reach out and help my community. And what started out as I was going to do a diaper drive and give those diapers to an organization in town quickly turned into, there isn't anyone to be able to give these diapers to, so I guess I'm founding a nonprofit and doing the whole diaper bank instead. It was really kind of organic. I put it out on Facebook. I had another mother, Katie Fox, who was very interested in being involved. And so together we kind of started to build something. I had a few other members that joined very quickly, and we built it up. And since then, it's just been this really amazing team. It's all about the collaboration of my team that makes this happen every month.
And how long ago did you start this?
It was founded in July of 2015.
So you, and of course, had the campfire as well, which probably also created a lot of need.
We did. We also dealt with the Orville Dam issue, where we had a lot of people that were suddenly displaced and had to absorb new costs that wouldn't normally have needed our services. So we helped out with that. That helped us be prepared for what happened with the campfire. As a response team, we were already connected with the Salvation Army, United Way, that kind of thing. And so we were able to have a quick response for campfire. We made the accommodations for campfire survivors after that, where they had their needs met in an ongoing basis, whereas our regular clientele only gets the once a month distribution.
Sure. And I mean, I can imagine the need is huge. And again, you know, the need for a newborn and the family and the impact, a lot of people don't realize that the tremendous resources that are needed.
Absolutely. So our average weight load of applications that we have from any given month is between 100 to 200 for our regular distributions. That doesn't even include the people that we were serving that were campfire survivors. And an average cost for that distribution is $25 to $50 per person, per application, per individual that's being helped. And so when you think about, you know, when you're somebody who's living on a very fixed income as a, you know, senior citizen or a new parent, you know, that extra $25 to $50 worth of savings can really help kind of take the brunt off of what you're having to carry as a parent or as a family member. One of the things that we do as well is we try to provide kind of a resource for people where, you know, even if it's somebody who maybe doesn't need diapers for a newborn, but let's say it's a toddler who's going through potty training and they're not really sure how that should transition and from diapers to pull-ups and things like that. And so we also help with those kinds of things where we give them guidance and, you know, supplies for things like the pull-ups so that they can potty train as well.
All right. And do you direct people through a website or Facebook, or what's the, if people are like, hey, I want to know more about this?
We have both. So on Facebook, we have a pretty good following. We're up to almost 800 followers on Facebook. I can't wait to hit that number, and then we can do a big shout out. We also have a 5-star rating from individuals who are receiving our services on Facebook. So you can go to our Facebook. To do our application, you would go to our website, which is www.FontaineFoundation.org. And Fontaine is FONTAINE. On there, you'll see a link to a tab that says Need Diapers Now. When you click on that, there's an application that you can fill out.
Oh, that's great. And obviously, you take donations as well, right? We're looking for businesses that might want to make a part of this.
We love donations, and we need them desperately. One of the things that we have in our business model for the organization is that we accept donations of diapers. And during the outbreak of COVID, we have limited that as much as possible to prevent the possible contamination.
Sure.
So we've only been distributing new open packages that we know where they've come from ourselves. So either we've purchased them ourselves or we've gotten them from one of our partners. So one of the things that we find is that money is the hardest thing to come by in our organization because goods are usually more easily obtained for us. So we are always accepting donations, and we have a button on our Facebook that you can go through, or you can go through our website and leave donations there.
That's great. And has the social distancing affected your distribution?
It has. But we actually are considered an essential service, so we're continuing to provide that. What we did is we moved our distributions to a different location where we had a nice big parking lot. And what we're asking is that when people come, they stay in their cars. We come to them. We're usually wearing masks to try to help with preventing the spread. And then we are distributing by bringing the diapers to the individuals in their car so that that way no one is getting close to anyone else.
All right, that's great. And do you have anything coming up on in the future? Or?
I do. This Saturday is going to be our next distribution.
Yeah.
It's going to be held at 383 Connors Court. And we usually hold it between the hours of 9 and 11. So anytime during that window, anyone who has completed an application can come on by, sit in your car, and we come to you.
That's great. And those applications, again, are on the Fontaine Foundation website?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. And is there a link? Probably there's a link from the Facebook page so people can kind of go
there
in that
it is.
Way.
It's all connected.
Oh, that's perfect. And so this is a personal inspiration for you as well. This had to do with your grandmother. Is that right?
So the renaming of Fontaine Foundation was in honor of my granny. My granny would volunteer her time before she had my mother and during the course of raising my mother. And she said that she would ferry babies around. And basically what she would do is she would work with mothers to take the children from the hospitals and from the mothers after they're born and take them to their new adopted families. My mother was also adopted, so it was a special passion for my granny. But she really taught me the ethic of giving back to your community, doing what's right for everyone, and trying to just be a positive impact no matter how small. And so Fontaine Foundation was in fact named in her honor.
Yeah, that's really fabulous. And, you know, obviously that's what it's going to take to move forward. You know, we are looking at new times ahead. And with people like you and efforts like that, it's a bright future, that's for sure.
I appreciate that, Ray. I do want to speak to you, though. It is my team. My team of volunteers has remained consistent through the years. We have a really great core group of women who are just very, very dedicated and give up much of their personal time to be able to endeavor to improve the lives of our those in our community who are in need.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So again, let's give that information out again. You want to spell Fontaine for the audience?
Sure. Fontaine, F-O-N. T-A-I-N-E foundation.org. And you can also Google us, Fontaine Foundation Chico, and you'll see it pop up. Or you can Google Butte Diaper Bank, and it will also come up.
Oh, also on Diaper Bank and on Facebook. And then, so people can go online, fill out an application, and on Saturday they can actually pick up diapers, goods, and assorted supplies.
Yes. Absolutely.
And where is Connors Court? Where is? I know it sounds familiar. I know it's around here somewhere.
It is. It's right over by behind the McDonald's. It's on East Avenue by the freeway.
Oh,
so yeah. The East Avenue exit right there, stuck around the corner behind the McDonald's. And 383 is right back in there.
Oh, yeah. Back around that little off White Avenue there.
Yes.
Can't miss it. It's isn't that kind of over there by DK Web Designs and also the chiropractor.
It is. Cody McVee.
And Cody McVee is over there, too.
Yeah.
All right. We got some friends in that neighborhood, obviously.
We do.
All righty. Well, hey, thank you so much for taking time and for the people that are involved in your team. I mean, this is what it takes. This is what community radio is all about. And this is what we do.
I appreciate your support, Ray.
All righty. Thank you. And have a great evening.
You, too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we are in our Spring Pledge Drive. I'm going to take a little break here as I get our next guest lined up. But an easy way to support KZFR, and something I've been doing now for a number of years, and I spoke to a couple of people this morning that do the same thing, is we do a monthly donation. You can do $10, $15 a month. It goes on a I put mine on a frequent flyer credit card, so I get free plane tickets. Duh. And it comes $15 a month, comes out of your account. You can do 10, 15 on up. And it's a nice donation for the station. We get it in monthly deposits, so it doesn't all come in at once. So it helps us manage that money well, and it's easily done. And you could do that by going to kzfr.org, kzfr.org. Click on the donate tab, follow the instructions. Or if you would like to call in, we'll call you back because we have unmanned phone lines these days to protect ourselves. And that number is 601 601-340-KZFR, 601-340-KZFR. Or you can just mail a check to the station at KZFR on the check, P.O. Box 3173, Chico, California, Post Office, zip code 95927. So let's take a little bit of a break here, and I think I'm going to play a little Art Pepper for you, and then we'll get our next guest here. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. Art Pepper there. I just thought about it. I should have played some Pete Fontaine for the Fontaine Foundation. Oh, well. Monday morning quarterbacking. Okay. Our next guest, Melanie Bassett from the Downtown Chico Business Association. Hi, Melanie. How are you this evening?
Pretty good. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing good. The nice, beautiful good. Evening. A little breezy. My allergies are kicking around, but I'm sure I'm not alone.
Yeah. Gorgeous day, really.
So, but yeah, big allergy week. Anyway, thank you for taking time to be with us, and obviously a lot of things happening, nothing new to our listeners, but I thought it'd be nice to bring you on and talk a little bit about the what's happening downtown and, you know, the market plans, when things are allowed to open up and those kind of things.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, obviously, at some point, we're going to start to open up, probably much like the farmer's market, with a little bit different arrangement that might have a look that similar way at the Thursday night market.
Right. Our launch date was supposed to be April 2nd, and then we moved it to April 30th and took a lot of heat from the community about it, because ours is much more than market, as you know. It's a street festival. But obviously, given what's going on, it was going to be a much smaller footprint, basically farmers and a few food trucks, really trying to focus on food folks from downtown specifically. But I'm pretty sure that whenever we do finally open, which we're hoping will be in May, we're closely monitoring, you know, what the governor has to say, and working also with the city to open when it's safe and appropriate, really.
Yeah, and you know, obviously it's going to be a little different. It's different at the farmer's market, the more space between the booths, and you know, not I mean, usually it's a pretty big packed scene, but I you know, these things, it's going to be small steps going back. It's not like somebody's going to flip a light switch and everything's going to be exactly like it was. That's not going to happen. But it gives a little sense of normality and a little light at the end of the tunnel, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, a couple days ago, the city came out with their exposure reduction plan. And really, you know, so it's not mandated, but it's, you know, suggested strongly that businesses take advantage of, you know, reducing exposure by all the things that we're now all aware of. But it's really an educational program to alert people and bring awareness to the kinds of things we need to be doing to, you know, conduct business safely, really. So we'll be taking all those precautions, starting the market. You know, What's a little more challenging is, because there's so many unknowns, is really, you know, Friday night concerts were supposed to start May 2nd, I think. And so that's being pushed forward as well. And, you know, we've already connected with all the bands and the schedule. And so, you know, in terms of social gatherings of groups of people, we just don't know what that landscape's going to look like yet. So,
yeah, it's always going to be a lot of events were kind of in the same boat, and it's like, well, we'll see what happens, and we'll do what we need to do to stay safe, and we'll eventually get back to where we should be.
Exactly. That's definitely my hope. And yeah. In the meantime, you know, we're working really diligently to do whatever we can to promote shopping local and, you know, promoting and highlighting the businesses that are providing mostly food establishments right now. Most of them have curbside and are being very creative about, you know, providing packages and food packages for families and that kind of thing. And then we do have with retail, and I know many of them are really anxious to get going again. Increased their long online presence, and people can shop online, and then they can also pick up curbside. And some, I would say, are doing some private appointments as well. But again, you know, this essential, non-essential challenge is what's keeping everything from moving forward. So hoping to get more information next week. I mean, I'm told the governor is going to give us more specifics next week. I know he has like a huge task force working on what would it look like to reopen. And this is, so we're paying attention to all of that and are hoping that we can get on with our fabulous events that we hold downtown and bring people back together.
Yeah, and it's nice to see the honestly, the businesses and the efforts that are happening. You go to the grocery store, there's spacing. A lot of places have, you know, the sanitation liquid at the door kind of thing, and they've got a plastic shield between the, you know, and I mean, this is, it's just going to be a different way to look at things. And honestly, it's probably been a long time coming, you know, to be honest with you. But to be a little more conscious of I mean, different cultures do it differently. You know, how many times you've been on a plane and the person behind you has got a fever, they're sweating, they're sneezing all over you, and you're like, okay, there goes my Christmas vacation.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to bring, you know, a great deal of awareness. It already has, but I think people who didn't want to believe or were, you know, didn't want to come along with it are getting how important it is. And, you know, I mean, we're talking about saving lives here, you know. Yeah, I think there's going to be a new normal for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and hats off to the businesses. They're trying to keep their people employed doing the takeout services. I know a lot of the our KZFR supporters and underwriters are doing the same. And some thought it best just to close up for a couple of weeks, and others are trying to keep their people working and make that happen. So it's great to see the community supporting those, and we urge people to please do that. It's an easy fix. We have I know you have a listing of businesses at your website and services that are still available.
What their offerings are, and whether they're offering curbside or online shopping, or for both retail and restaurants, we have them divided on the website, so you can find out whatever you need to know, really.
And then is that on the Downtown Chico website?
Downtown Chico. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, downtownchico.com. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And there's probably a link on Facebook as well. So that's that's important. Yeah, it's, you know. We keep on keeping on, and I have to say, though, you know, it's kind of anticlimactic with the unveiling of the Diamond Hotel.
I know, right?
How many, you know, for the last year, it's been, you know, it's been sheathed in scaffolding and like the big surprise, and then one day they put the what do they call that thing? A cupola? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
They put the cupola up. I know that, you know, we're right across the street, and every day I keep thinking, is that thing ever coming? And then the day they put it on, I missed it. I was like, well, it's already there. I wanted to see
it. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
We got it. And And also when they took the curtain down, we were just happened to be walking past. So, yeah, very little fanfare. But, you know, just stay tuned because there'll be a grand opening. And they'll be getting some really beautiful awnings and putting up that historical clock. And it's just going to be a wonderful addition for downtown, really.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. It's going to be a new look. And if you haven't seen it, it's worth a drive down through downtown to check it out. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yep.
So why don't you give that website information one more time?
DowntownChico.com.
Oh, that was
good. You're looking for downtown is on there. What to do, where to go, where to find what you're looking for is on there.
All right. And how's everybody at your office? Everybody staying safe and are healthy?
Yes. And we're mostly working remotely, but we're in the office a couple days a week, just really trying to, come up with the best strategies to continue to promote our businesses and also be ready for a much larger shop local campaign once the ban's been lifted.
Yeah, once things start to roll around again, and that's a whole other level of preparedness for businesses. It's like, you need to be ready for when things start to open up, and they are going to be a little different. So, getting prepared for that is yet another task for that brave small business owner.
Right, and you know it's just so important to give the message, and I know people have heard it, how important it is to shop local. I mean, we want our small businesses to succeed, and we've always had a very unique downtown, and we want to keep it strong. And it's so easy today. We're so spoiled, you know, with just getting online and ordering something from Amazon because it's quick and easy. But flip side of that is that we're just asking everybody to think twice before you click and to come and support our local businesses. It's so important today.
Right. And a lot of these businesses have installed online presence as well. I know that Celeste over at the Birkenstock store is doing that. And so it's, you know, another 20 seconds of searching and you might be able to keep that money in the community, which rolls over like 7 times. So
exactly. We actually were able to identify many who did not have an online presence, and this has really given them the incentive to get that going. And so that's good to see too, because people want options, you know?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, you got people need choices, but it's more than the shop owner. It's the employees. It's the tax base.
Absolutely.
It's getting the potholes filled. It's all those things. It's your nephew getting a job in high school at a store like that at some point. So it's a lot more than thinking like, oh, well, they own a business, so they must live up on the hill and they got all kind of money. So I don't, what is it? What does it matter? It doesn't matter to me. Trust me, it matters. Because when it starts to cave, it's a free fall, and you end up looking like a city in the Rust Belt. You know, it's not good.
We do not want that to happen.
Not good. Not happening here. That's not an option here in Chico. Well, that's the beauty of Chico has such a strong community base, has so much pride. People, live. I mean, half the businesses in Chico have Chico in their name of it. What does that tell you?
Exactly. So, we do have a lot of pride, and I really see a lot of community support and people coming together during this time, and that's wonderful to see too.
Yeah, no, we will grow stronger from this, so that's great to see. All right, well, thank you so much for taking time on your Thursday evening. And
thank you for inviting me.
You know, usually we have you up here or somebody up here because the market's opening, but we'll get to that point, and I'm sure we'll have you back sooner than later.
Keep the faith, baby.
All right, you got it. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
All righty. Again, we are having our spring membership drive, and KZFR.org is the way to go. Click on the donation tab, get you hooked up. Think about doing that monthly electronic funds transfer where you can donate 10, 15, 20, 25 bucks. We'll put it on your credit card, get some kind of bonus on your credit card sign, and string it out over 6 months or a year. And it's a great way to help us. It's not a big bite all at once on your side. And we've got a couple of nice premiums on there, too. We got a nice new KZFR shirt, so check it out. If you do want to call in, we have a Google number where you can leave a message, and one of our fabulous KZFR celebrities will call you back. That number is 601-340-KZFR, 601-340-KZFR. Or you can just mail us a check, make it out to KZFR. Send it to P.O. Box 3173, Chico 95927. We are not encouraging people to come by the station. As a matter of fact, the front door is locked. You can't even get into the building. So we're gonna toe the line and stay healthy and help change the world. All righty, let's take a little music break, and I'll bring my next guest right up soon. I'd like to welcome our next guest. I got a little intro music. You can't beat Wes Montgomery. Welcome Dr. Ken Logan to Butte Views and Beyond.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good. Doing well. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Of course, host of The Doctor's Inn, our own Ken Logan here today. And I thought it'd be nice. First of all, I miss you. You know, I did the show with you for
likewise.
Years. But I thought it'd be nice to bring up and talk a little bit. I know you're heavily involved in the Shalom Free Clinic and what's going on there at these particular times.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on the show. I'm happy to talk about the Shalom Clinic and let the listeners know about it. You want me to tell you about it?
You got it, baby. You're up. Swing away.
All right. So it's called the Shalom Free Clinic. It's its own entity, a grassroots, all-volunteer clinic here in Chico, and it's been present for probably around 11 years or so. It's run only on Sunday afternoons. If there's anything that I'm sad to say, that's it. It's really Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4, or sometimes we go a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's again. It's a walk-in clinic. No appointment necessary. It is a free clinic, which means there's no money. No money changes hands. We don't care about insurance.
Right. Just come on in.
Say again.
Yeah. People just come. Just walk right in.
Right. Walk right in. Although we're doing it a little different now because of the COVID, I must say. I'll tell you about that in a minute, how we do it. Well, I might as well do it right now so people aren't scared of coming in, such as maybe getting exposed. So with the COVID thing, how we're handling this is seeing our patients out in their cars. So actually no patients currently. We don't have any of the people, any clients or people who want to be seen. We don't have them actually entering the building.
Interesting.
I'll tell you where we're at first. We have a very small building, actually, that Inlow Hospital leases for, they don't use it. They leased the building next door, and they wanted a little more room on the parking lot, so they leased this piece of building. They allow us for free to use this building, this slot, and which is very nice of them. It's at 1010 Mangrove, Suite D. That's right next to what used to be called Access Dental. I think they're calling it Western Dental. I think it changed hands.
Oh, yeah.
On Mangrove, 1010 Mangrove, Suite D. And I want to give the phone number in case anybody has questions. Although we're not there except on Sunday afternoons, if somebody had any questions, like, oh, could we help you if you had this kind of situation? Or any question just about the clinic, the phone number, same area code, 530-342-2445. And generally, nobody will answer. You'll leave a message, and then we'll get back to you. It won't be a get back to you real soon. It may be a couple, two or three or four days before we get back to you. But 342-2445.
And yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that I was just going to kind of let the listeners know who we see, and so this is a free clinic. So what we're there for are for people who have some medical needs, not emergency needs, but other kind of maybe they are out of medication for a chronic illness, or they have some. Symptoms of some condition that is not really emergency type. We don't treat broken bones, chest pain, that kind of thing. We're really not a standard ER type thing
right.
at all.
Yeah, it's not an emergency room.
A simple walk-in clinic.
Yeah.
And so people who show up, what we're there for people who, A, don't have insurance, don't have health insurance and need some medical care, or they have health insurance, but you and I and all of us know that many people who have health insurance cannot afford to use it, especially this day and age. So rather than be without medical care, we're there for them. We occasionally see patients who... Have health insurance, maybe have a provider, but can't get into the provider, and they have a more of a need, say, for a medication before they can get in to see their provider.
Right, yeah.
And I'll tell you, I wanted to let everybody to know, too, it's staffed by all of us are volunteers. We're just people from the community, but I'll tell you that Nancy Morgans Ferguson is the lady who started this clinic many years ago, 12, 13 years ago, because she felt there was a need of such in the community. So she started it, and she's been doing it ever since. So she's there, and I'm there. And then we have it staffed to help us. We have volunteers from the community, and they're mainly Chico State or Butte College students who are interested in getting experience because they are looking to go to medical school, or we have nursing students, physician assistants, students who are interested in becoming physician assistants. So this gives them a place to get some experience.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's well, and obviously with the crisis that's happening in healthcare during this pandemic, is it's great that some of these people are getting kind of a boost up and out a little early to start relieving some of the frontline workers.
Yes. Yeah, true. I'll be honest with you. We haven't been, I thought, oh, we're going to be busy, but we actually haven't been real busy. I'm not saying that like I want to be real, real busy.
Sure.
But I'm kind of think that was good news when the last 2 weeks we haven't been real busy. Prior to that, oddly enough, at the very beginning of the COVID or even before the COVID, we were getting busy.
Yeah.
So I think some people are staying away just on the social distancing, just generally. You know, maybe they got some medical thing. They're just going to put it off for a while still.
Yeah.
Well, but indeed, we're there.
Yeah, well, it's great. And, you know, it's been a real powerhouse hay fever pollen season, which we had a lot of rain early, and then it got warm and everything exploded. And I know a lot of people, at first, if you're not used to it, you think, oh, I'm getting the flu, or I'm getting this, I'm getting that.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, lo and behold, it's, it's good old Northern California pollen finding its way into your body.
Yeah. Hey, and that's you make me think of something. You know, I gave the phone number 342-2445. Somebody could leave a message if they had a question. But you know what? We're not going to get right back to you. So if somebody did have a cough illness, maybe, you know, feverish, maybe a sore throat or body aches, you know, in other words, wondering if they have COVID, we are not the phone number to call.
Correct.
We are not. The patients should call their healthcare provider, whoever it is, and if they don't have a healthcare provider, you guys, or we, I guess I could say, at KZFR, there's a great public service announcement on KZFR. You've heard of KZFR radio, haven't you, Ray?
I'm hearing it right now, buddy.
KZFR is playing a great public service announcement relative to COVID. Regularly playing that public service announcement, and included in that is the fact that if a person has symptoms of they think maybe COVID, what they should do, and if they don't have a primary care, first of all, they should call their doctor and have their doctor instruct them what to do. If they can't get through to their doctor or they don't have a doctor, then they should call the emergency room. They should not go immediately to the emergency room unless they're having an emergency.
Sure. Yeah, call and find out what's going on.
Call ahead, and then a nurse will sort that out. And INLO is even doing, in some cases, for some medical conditions now because of the situation with COVID, they're even doing some virtual emergency room visits.
Yeah, no, it's, we've done a couple. It's quite common. Matter of fact, we did one with UC Davis. Instead of going down, and of course they've had a lot of contamination in their facility, and it's like, look, unless it's dire need, you know, let's just do this through a Zoom or some other online mechanism, and when things return to normal, we'll come in, we'll actually put our hands on you, but right now, let's not if we don't have to.
That's how I'm doing it. We're doing it at another INLO clinic that I work in. Exactly. We're doing it by telephone, visits by telephone.
Yeah.
Social distancing, I know, other people on the air have been talking about that, including with you, and that is so important still, social distancing. Governor Newsom, I think, is doing a great job, and he gets on KCHO or National Public Radio at noon every day. You can hear his thoughts.
Yeah, it's a state update.
What he's doing.
Yeah, state updates at noon. You can go to the governor's website or the state of California website. There's a number of different sources for it. So,
and I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he is too. And you know, you have to realize this hasn't really gotten to Butte County yet.
I know
it's coming.
And I want the listeners to know that. FEMA and INLO working together are getting ready for the surge if it occurs. I don't know if people have, I don't know what's out in the street word wise, but I'm telling you, INLO, I've been very proud of INLO through this on how they're handling it and how they're getting ready if there is a surge. I could talk more about that, but.
I know that, it was on the news last week and they're expanding their physical therapy to put, I think, 100 and something beds in. So they're getting that in place. They're doing the same in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. They've converting. So, you know, it's taking a little because of our beautiful wide open spaces and the lack of dense population, you know, the density of population.
Yeah.
You know, you got to realize, I heard it on the news before I came, there's been less than 1,000 people tested out of over 250,000 people. So you do the math and you break down the numbers, and you're thinking even on the conservative side, there could be 400 or 500 people walking around contagious right now.
Absolutely.
So that's why it is important. And it's funny because last week I saw a lot of people wearing masks, and this week, not so much.
Not so much. Oh.
So, you know, be
listening
smart.
To Governor today, you know, the death, the number of people who have died over the last 24 hours was the highest yet in California. 115 people over the last 24 hours died in California. That's higher than the usual 80 or so that died. So his point is, hey, but the numbers of people going into the hospital, et cetera, that's smoothed out.
Yes.
But we just need to know that we still have to be absolutely vigilant. And it's not going to be, this isn't going to, the vigilance of social distancing and masks went out at the grocery store, et cetera, needs to continue. And it's not going to stop soon. I'm just telling you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we all need to get ready for it.
Yeah.
No, for it continuing.
Yep. And the more vigilant you are, the quicker it ends. So, hey, Ken, why don't you give
information? And the healthier we stay.
Yeah. Why don't you give some information on the Shalom Free Clinic again, location and the hours?
You betcha. The hours are Sunday afternoons, essentially 1 to 4 o'clock. No appointment. Walk in. It's for people who don't have insurance, et cetera, or can't find a doc and need medical care. It's at 1010 Mangrove, Suite D, right next to what used to be Access Dental or Western Dental now, and next to the in-laws outpatient, hyperbaric, and wound and ostomy center. All those are the signs you'll see on the street. You won't see a sign on the street for Shalom Free Clinic.
Right, you got to put
them
in the parking
lot. So you see these other signs for Western Dental and the dental thing.
You guys have a website or Facebook page or something?
Oh, crumb. I suppose we do. But,
I suppose I'm asking the wrong guy.
You know me, Ray. what is a computer anyway?
Yeah.
Are you talking about computer things?
All right, so I just
learned how to plug my computer in and turn it on.
Just Google it.
Yeah, Google it. There is a website, but if somebody Googles, they can find our website. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'll find it there. All right, Ken. Well, how's everybody good in your world, though? You guys are staying safe and being smart?
Yeah, everything's good in my world. Staying smart and just kicking back, really.
Right.
Doing some work outside.
Yeah, like everybody. All right, safe and sane. Why don't you give that address one more time?
Sure, you bet. Shalom Free Clinic. It's at 1010 Mangrove, Suite D. Phone number, if they have questions, 342-2445, Sunday afternoons, 3.
Okay, calm down. I'll come open the door, but I'm live on the air right now. Okay, goodbye. Okay, the front door's not working.
Somebody trying to get in, huh?
Yeah, somebody's trying to always get in here, I'm telling you.
Yeah, whatever.
I was trying to get in.
Yeah, I know that.
All right. Hey, Ken, thank you so much, and be safe out there, buddy.
Hey, thank you for having me on and letting me talk about it. Yeah, and you stay safe, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All righty. Again, we are in our spring membership drive, and the easy way to do it, go to kzfr.org, click on that donate tab, think about becoming a monthly donor, 10, 15, 20 bucks a month, put it on a credit card, debit card, we'll get it hooked up. You can also just make a one-time donation. We're happy to take anything you can throw our way. You can also, if you want to call in, if you don't have a computer, you can call 601-340-KZFR, 601-340-KZFR, and somebody will call you back and get your information, or you can just mail a check to kzfr.org. I'm sorry, just to KZFR at P.O. Box 3173, Chico 95927. That's the zip code for the post office, 95927. So thanks for tuning in, and I'm going to take a little musical break, and I'll be right back. All right, a little Count Basie for you. That'll get you to those phones. Or even better yet, get on your computer, get out your phone, hit us up online. That really helps us out. You know, in this time, we are not having our usual phone answerers, so there's an empty room. Terry Reynolds just came on. She's masking up and gooing up and getting all disinfected here, getting ready to take over. And so if you go to KZFR.org, hit that donate button. It'll take all the information needed. Nice, clean, simple. If you don't have a computer and you want to call in, we have a Google phone number. That number is 601-340-KZFR. 601-340-KZFR. And somebody will call you back. Might be me. Who knows? And we'll get your information that way. Or you can just write that check, take a suitcase, stuff it full of money, and mail it to P.O. Box 3173, Chico, California, 95927. Yes, the post office has its own P.O. Box. It has its own zip code. Sorry, I'm getting distracted here. Alrighty, let's thank our underwriters, and I'll slide on out of here. We would like to thank Chico Natural Foods Cooperative, offering a variety of organic and local produce, organic groceries, and supplements. The co-op has hot food, a salad bar, and ready-to-eat sandwiches and cold brewed coffee. Chico Natural Foods Co-op is on the corner of 8th and Main, and they're open 7 to 10, 7 days a week. And we also want to thank the Feather River Recreation and Park District for their support over the years here at KZFR. You can find out more information about their daycare program for working parents by going to FRRPD.com. And their preschool license number is 045405901. Alrighty, thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for... Is it going to be peanut butter and jelly time?
No, Face the Music.
Face the Music at 7 o'clock, baby. We're not messing around
three
today.
3 hours of women.
All right. 3 hours of women's music coming your way. Thanks, everybody. Be smart. Be safe. Be sane.